All right, Danny, give your own description.
I'm not doing any describing. No, I'll just sit back and talk. You
no,
people...
No, come on and say hello to your future brother-in-law in Germany.
Good evening, Johnny. I hear you've been... he's not in Japan, Sue. I hear you've been getting all kinds of reports about me, so... when you get home, you'll find out for yourself. I make no rash promises.
You better be making me some.
Rash promises? No, I'm not going to make any rash promises.
Well, make some good ones.
The only thing I promise is I'm going to do my damnedest to marry your daughter.
Well, that's just the beginning, dear.
Yeah, I know. Well, after that, then I'm on my own. After that, I'm on my own.
Shucks. Susie, come on.
No, I said enough.
Did you say too much?
Well, I refuse to answer on the grounds that might tend to incriminate me.
Don't stick it over here. I've done talked out.
Oh, come on, Danny.
I talked
out. How many cars did you sell today? You tell him about your day today. That's what Susie did.
Well, I don't know for sure on this one tonight. There's a possibility that I
know. Oh, there, that goes
he said
out.
He something on his tape about going to buy a Mercedes-Benz for $100, 51 or 61 or something for $100. And he said he's going to buy a Volkswagen.
Well, if he's going to buy a car over there, don't buy an old one because they aren't set up for American regulations. And Pennsylvania state law requires safety glass, turn signals, and... what else does it require? No, that's not a requirement. You're allowed to have the amber turn signals if the lens is approved by the state government. And so far, Volvo is the only foreign car that has their lens approved.
Well, I know all the cars over here come out with amber.
Yeah, all the 63s came through with it. But nobody else has been approved yet. But, Johnny, if you're going to buy a car over there... and bring it home with you. New Volkswagen, if you can bring it home on the government, you got to keep it. I think you got to keep it a year. You ought to check into that, though. But make sure it's got USA specifications. Because if you don't, it can cost you $200 to convert. It doesn't cost you, I think it costs you $47 or something like that over there when they're making the car at the factory. And, I don't know if even if he's interested in bringing one back.
He wasn't.
Oh, was he? Was he? Well, if he's talking about it, stay away from French cars, though. I don't trust them. Mercedes, be fine.
Right up your alley.
Volkswagen, Mercedes. Since you're in Germany, you can probably buy German cars cheaper than anything else. Although I think you could still bring back English cars at a saving from what they are over here. You could probably, well, I know if you buy a Mercedes, you can buy the car and drive it for 2 years, bring it over, and if the government pays transportation over, you can drive it for about 2 years over here and sell it and get your money out of it. Just about, almost exactly what you paid for it.
But Joe got more than he had tied up in his.
That's
trading, though. He traded in on the Pontiac and got more out of it than what he paid for it over there.
He got afraid of it. He commutes back and forth to New York, and he said those
buses. Since you got along with the trucks, you couldn't see where he was at. In the little car, he got afraid to drive it.
Oh, he's chicken. Oh, I don't mind that.
He's getting older. His children are growing up fast, so he's getting up there.
If you pick up something like that, you can get the leatherette upholstery.
Are you talking about cars?
Yeah. Leatherette. Well, they said he's interested in bringing one back.
Something.
Yeah. All right, Sue. Only you would think of that.
Well, if you can get the record straight.
If you can get the leatherette upholstery, and Mercedes should be available in June or July with... the 190, that's a small one, with automatic transmission. That'd make that a selling piece when you come back. Cost $350 extra over here. See, On a 190, your best bet would be automatic transmission and a radio. It doesn't matter what radio, as long as it's got a decent radio in it. And white walls, front bumper guards, and USA specifications, definitely. I don't know. If you want to know anything, Johnny, just next time tell me, and then I'll try and find out what you want to know, and I'll find out everything you need and let you know. There you go. Now somebody else get in on this thing. I think she'll...
Well, Johnny, Danny ought to know what he's talking about, because after all, that is his business. He sells them over here, and you never know when he drives up what kind of car he's going to be driving. And one time it's a MiG and a something, a MG. Jaguar, MG.
No, I have a Jag down here. NSU.
Well, I drove something one night. I don't know what that was.
NSU Prince.
Well, that was pretty nice for a small one. Well, you going to play this back?
Suzanne Remus, you know darn well that's not true.
Well, there you're supposed to be talking. That's the kind of job you have. Now, come on, get on the ball.
Oh, I don't have anything to say.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Johnny.
Fire away from your Girl Scout cookies for a couple seconds.
I wish I could. Eshelman, what could I do with her?
Oh, she's we're wasting.
She well, got enough to talk about last night.
When?
Or Richie. I laid down the sofa.
Yeah, he takes me over there, you know.
I was tired and wanted to go home. So
and
I
he
laid
down
on
the
sofa.
Couch, and he fell asleep. And Yvonne and I sat up and talked to 1:30, and then he wakes up finally and gets mad because I wouldn't call. I was afraid he would be a bear when he got up, so I didn't call him.
Well,
be bear when he got up.
You couldn't find out any earlier.
No, actually, he looks so peaceful sleeping there, and I took him out pretty late, and I just, you know, thought he needed to rest. So
I was uncomfortable because I was trying to keep my feet off of your body.
Move it.
It's taking too much work.
What are you doing, Betty?
Girl Scout.
Homework.
When I got into this, they told me it would take 1 hour of my time a week, and I spend about 24 hours a day on it.
In my school, up there at Myerstown, you know, they told me to take 1 hour a week. Well, I put between 3 and 5 hours in a week on it, and I'm not doing half what I should.
Well, what's the matter?
Hey, Johnny, I got something for you. I'm going to New York Thursday. I'm going from Lancaster to New York City by train. Then I'm going by taxi from Penn Station down to International Air and Sea, which is a good importer. And I have to clear our car at customs there. Then I got to go over to Newark, New Jersey, and the only way to get over there and make halfway decent time is to go up, walk up to Wall Street and take a helicopter over to the Newark Airport and then get another cab down to Port Newark. And then I got to pick up the car, drive it back over to the Bowery to finish filling out the papers on the thing, and then I come back to Lancaster. So I have a nice trip, and I'm picking up a new Mercedes, 190 with the new body style. It's a 63. The guy paid $3,200 for it over there. The same car here would cost him no, he didn't pay $3,240. He paid $2,800 for it over there. He cost him here just about $4,100 if he bought it here. So he's saving what? It's $1,300.
Yeah, but if you got a week back, you don't need them kind of car.
If you got a week back,
they're bad on your back.
Mercedes
is a big car.
How big?
Full size.
We bucket seat. Yeah, that's what we've done in Washington a couple weeks ago. That was really comfortable.
And she slept halfway down.
Yeah, we lost his license plate and had to back up for it, and that woke me up.
Well, you have one of those seats that go back into a bed.
Yeah, you can start. twist the dial and the seat reclines and it's
what
nothing.
What do you think they went to Washington for?
It's really nothing. Not. It's nothing like Eddie's old Rambler, because this is just like sitting in a big comfortable easy chair when you're.
Oh, like a Cadillac.
No, I wouldn't say it compares to a Cadillac.
I don't know. Danny's counting his pennies, his and Betty's. I mean brownies, and they don't count up very fast. You can have a barrel full of them things, and they don't stretch very far. And I don't know what they're going to buy with that, all these pennies they got. They might have $5 worth. Yeah, Susie says they have more than that, about $10. That still won't buy much. Make a down payment on something. We're not what?
I'm not cashing in pennies in. I've been saving them pennies for years. I'm not about to lose them now.
Well,
the pennies have been in there since I bought that taffy barrel back in 1957.
Well,
if you're scared to get rid of them for sentimental reasons, I'll take it.
Well, I'm holding on to them for sentimental reasons.
Why, do you recognize any of those pennies?
Why, certainly. Some of them were probably the first pennies I ever earned in my life.
I doubt that, Betty. Why do you part with money?
All right. Let's not get nasty about this whole thing. After all, I have a Girl Scout troop supporting me now.
How well?
This week, not so well. We only had $1.80 in dues.
How much do you have in your treasury?
40-some, I don't know.
The girls will start on selling cookies down home.
Mrs. Hatton, one of my dear patrol mothers, is handling it all. She gets all the correspondence, and I have no idea what in the world is going on with the Girl Scout cookies, because Alice took care of that before she left, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, don't you have any papers or anything?
No, ma'am. Everything we got, we gave to Mrs. Hatton when she said she'd take it, because we're not supposed to take care of that. It's too much work.
What about your cake bake?
Oh, that damn thing. Let's not go into that.
Aren't you going to have it now?
Oh, yes. Yes. Let me tell you. Alice says to me, before she leaves for Lebanon, February the 9th, go up to Garvin's and reserve space for bake sale. All right. I did this.
What'd you do, rent
the
store?
It's not February the 9th, yeah.
Yeah, when I listen to this. So, then I get the space reserved. I go into patrol meeting the first night that I take over with the scouts. And I tell the kids, on February the 9th, we're having a bake sale. And I expect every one of you to bake something for it. I also expect all the mothers to bake for it. I also expect all the fathers to bake for it.
Huh?
And I said, I want a good turnout, because the money that we get from this is going to go to Heart Haven as a, you know, because it's heart month and so forth and so on. So, Alice was home last weekend. I was filling her in on what happened with Girl Scouts. And she says, oh, I've just thought of something. I've been for a long weekend, the weekend before the bake sale. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which means she'll have to work on the 9th, unless she can do an E-day. So I'm stuck with a damn bake sale that I didn't want to have in the first place.